What are the seven ingredients on a Seder plate? For Jews, key holidays fall throughout the early months of the year. Passover is one of these occasions. During this holiday, there's a rite known as the Seder, which connotes an experience to perceive, feel, and taste freedom. A significant custom during Passover is serving the appropriate traditional Passover dinner. That's where Seder plates come in. These objects visually remind participants of Passover history. Are you curious about what a Seder plate means, what it comprises, and how it is used? Well, you're in the right place. This article will guide you through everything you need about Seder places. Shall we? What is the Seder plate? The Seder plate is a unique plate used for the Passover Seder. It includes emblematic items of the holidays that the participants consume or exhibit throughout the celebration. Every dish on the platter has a uniquely symbolic value. The primary feature of the first two Passover nights is the Seder plate. The Seder portrays the Exodus account through the senses of sight, taste, and touch. It displays the ceremonial foods the Seder is built upon, whether a simple napkin or an elaborate silver Seder plate. This plate, otherwise known as the kara, is the focal point of the Seder table. It contains several of the components of this sensory experience. The classic Seder plate has five or six items, each representing a portion of the Passover narrative. What are the six items on a Seder plate? Foods consumed during the Passover Seder are served on the Passover Seder plate. What goes on a Seder plate is a reminder of the Exodus narrative and aids Seder attendees in retelling the history each year. Below are some of the Seder plate items. 1. Karpis. Karpis represents the Israelites' early prosperity during their first few years in Egypt. Joseph relocates his family to Egypt at the end of the book of Genesis, where he succeeds Pharaoh as the chief advisor. The family is protected over many generations and grows significantly, eventually becoming a solid country thanks to Joseph's inherent superiority. The new Pharaoh made the Israelites into enslaved people out of fear that they would declare war on Egypt due to the size of this expanding population. The Israelites carried on having children while living as enslaved people, and Pharaoh eventually ordered the execution of all infant boys. Ashkenazi custom requires the partakers to dip the karpis at the Seder in salt water to taste both the hope of a new creation and the tears the enslaved Israelites wept over their situation. Sephardi tradition, on the other hand, uses vinegar instead of salt water. Karpis also represent the coming of spring. Passover is sometimes referred to as Hag Ha'aviv, the festival of spring, among other titles. The first buds start to appear right before Passover, and we eagerly await the heat and feeling of potential that come with the start of spring. Since green vegetables were not easily obtainable in Eastern Europe, some Ashkenazi Jews substituted a potato for the traditional karpis. 2. Hereset. This concoction of fruits, wine or honey, and nuts represents the mortar the enslaved Israelites used to build Pharaoh's temples. The word clay or chairs in Hebrew is the source of the name. In a nod to the Midrashic legend that Israelite women would enter the fields and seduce their husbands beneath the apple trees, Ashkenazi Jews typically add apples to hereset. The fruits listed in Song of Songs, the biblical book most replete with ideas of love and sexuality, such as dates and figs, are utilized in Sephardic recipes for hereset as a nod to this fertility connotation. 3. Maror. Partakers can taste the acidity of slavery thanks to this bitter herb. The majority of Jews use horseradish as maror today. Maror was likely primarily a bitter lettuce, like romaine, or a root, like a chicory. Like Egyptian life, these lettuces and roots taste sweet but turn bitter as people consume them more. To connect the bitterness of slavery with the labor that contributed so significantly to this bitterness, we dip maror in hereset. 4. Hazareh. A second bitter herb is utilized in the Hallel sandwich, called korach, which is made of matzah and bitter herbs. Some also add hereset. For maror, many Jews use horseradish, while hazareh uses romaine lettuce or another bitter green. Others skip hazareh entirely from the Seder plate and use the same vegetable for both halves of the Seder. 5. Beitzah. This roasted or hard-boiled egg represents the Hagiga sacrifice, which was presented during Passover and other holidays when the temple was still standing. The egg's fullness also symbolizes the life cycle, showing that even in the most trying circumstances, there is always hope for a fresh start. 6.0. While not actively involved in the Seder, the Zeroa serves as a visual reminder of the sacrifice that Jews continued to make up until the destruction of the temple and that the Israelites made just before leaving Egypt. Due to the beet's crimson color's resemblance to the blood of the sacrifice, vegetarians frequently replace a roasted beet. This also came from the Talmud's reference to beets as one of the vegetables occasionally dipped during the Seder. 7. Matzah. Matzah is a type of unleavened flatbread and is an essential part of the Jewish Passover. Matzah is often referred to as the bread of affliction due to its association with the story of the Jews' slavery in Egypt and their exodus from there. Traditionally, matzah is eaten during the holiday of Passover, beginning with the Seder meal. During this meal, 3 pieces of matzah are placed on a special plate and the middle piece is broken in half. What order is the Seder plate put in? The centerpiece of the Passover Seder is the Seder plate. It contains the 6 sacred, significant delicacies for the evening and is placed at the head or center of the table where everyone can view it. The placement of the items on the Seder plate is subject to a few customs. The maror is typically positioned in the center of the plate. The hazareh is at 6 o'clock, accompanied by the karpis at 7, the beitza at 11, the zeroa at 1, and the hareset at 5 in a clockwise direction. Other items on the Seder table. The Seder table should also feature a jug of salt water or vinegar for dipping the karpis. There should be 3 pieces of matzah coated or draped in cloth and the things on the Seder plate. Some Seder plates feature space for salt water in addition to the other symbols or have a chamber underneath for matzah. However, matzah, salt water, or vinegar are typically placed close to but not directly on the Seder plate. Many modern Jews enlarge the Seder plate with additional objects to represent contemporary liberation battles. A modern Seder plate containing an orange, which celebrates the importance of women and/or queer people in Jewish life, is the most specific new item. The orange represents the fruitfulness that these hitherto underrepresented communities provide to Jewish life. To express hope for future Israeli-Palestinian peace, some Jews place an olive on the Seder plate. One technique to promote involvement at the Seder is to request that each visitor bring an object that, to them, symbolizes liberty. Participants may bring mementos from their family's immigrant history, news articles about current liberation movements, or other meaningful items. Each visitor should put this object close to the Seder plate and discuss its importance at the right moment during the Seder. To view our entire collection of aluminum Seder plates. Other important information about the Seder plate. The Seder is held at home even though many Jewish festivals are observed at synagogues. It is customary to invite visitors, especially strangers and less affluent ones. Given that Passover is one of the most popular Jewish festivals, it is usual to decorate the table with a fancy tablecloth and cloth napkins. 4 cups of wine are required to be consumed during the Seder dinner, per the Torah. Due to the scarcity of green vegetables in Eastern Europe, some Ashkenazi Jews, during the Seder celebration, replaced karpis with potatoes. What does the Passover Elijah's cup mean? The 5th ceremonial cup of wine poured during the Passover Seder is called the Elijah cup in Judaism. However, it is left unaltered out of respect for Elijah, who, according to mythology, would one day manifest as a stranger to herald the coming of the Messiah. To see our entire collection Passover gifts. What is chazareh on the Seder plate? This is an additional type of bitter herb. You can use ground horseradish or romaine lettuce when making the halal sandwich, combining matzah with a bitter herb. Horseradish is a popular ingredient for maror, and lettuce is popular for chazareh. To view our entire collection of sterling silver Seder plates. Conclusion. Seder has been a significant rite in one of the major holidays in the Jewish culture, Passover. This practice is accompanied by significance, history, and identity. I hope this article enlightened you and made you look forward to your next Passover.